From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. American Airlines is grounding hundreds more flights today, bringing the total of flights canceled this week to more than 3,000. And American says the disruptions will continue through tomorrow as it complies with federally ordered safety inspections of its MD-80 aircraft. Thousands of customers' travel plans have been upset. Susie Ahn of Chicago Public Radio went to O'Hare International Airport and filed this report.
Jeff Schrader was supposed to fly from Chicago to San Antonio, but his flight was one of those canceled because of wiring issues on the MD-80 jets. Now, he might make it to Texas by Saturday. Like many other passengers, Schrader had to personally come to the airport to work out new travel plans.
That's why I'm here at the airport now, because I can't get through on the telephone lines and I can't get through on the internet to find out anything about our status.
American Airlines spokeswoman Mary Frances Fagan says the company is doing its best to accommodate customers. She says the company is trying to arrange flights with different carriers as well as offering full refunds. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
Today, Frontier Airlines becomes the fourth U.S. airline to file for bankruptcy protection in recent weeks, but Frontier says it will keep serving customers. More storms are hitting areas from Texas to Colorado, dumping snow and rain and cutting power to 250,000 people or more. Doug Tilley is a forecaster with the National Weather Service. He says Missouri rivers have been rising.
We have quite a few rivers that are going to be at or above flood stage through at least into the weekend.
Roads across Missouri have been flooded. Southern African leaders are preparing for an emergency summit on the political impasse in Zimbabwe. Officials from the opposition Movement for Democratic Change say their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, held a meeting with Thabo Mbeki, the president of South Africa. Mbeki was mandated by the region to mediate in the crisis. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton in Harare reports.
As fighter jets scream overhead here in the capital, Zimbabweans are still waiting for the presidential election results. The hiatus has prompted regional leaders to call an emergency summit, but many ordinary Zimbabweans are asking what good it will do. There's a sinking feeling here that the regional counterparts of 84-year-old President Robert Mugabe are wary of putting pressure on the veteran leader or gently persuading him that after 28 years in power, perhaps it's time for him to retire. Last weekend, South African President Thabo Mbeki, a heavyweight in the region who has mediated in Zimbabwe's troubles, said he believed the situation was manageable. The opposition disagrees. The Movement for Democratic Change says its candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, won the vote and has gone to court to demand the release of the outcome of the presidential vote almost 2 weeks ago. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.
European and Asian stock markets traded higher today, and oil has been trading around $110 per barrel. This is NPR News. The U.S. military says it will keep holding an Associated Press photographer until it has reviewed an Iraqi order to release him and granting him amnesty from allegations relating to terrorism. Photographer Bilal Hussein has spent nearly 2 years in U.S. custody. There is another allegation that Hussein had contacts with kidnappers of an Italian citizen, and that may not be covered by the Iraqi committee's order. A spokesman for the U.S. says the military has not yet received a complete report from Iraqi authorities. The Philadelphia City Council has passed 5 gun control bills, and Mayor Michael Nutter has signed them into law. The city is currently in a legal battle with the state over the right to pass gun laws. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
The bills include one that requires gun owners report lost or stolen weapons, and another that limits handgun purchases to one a month. Mayor Michael Nutter says he's tired of waiting for the state to act, and plans to put 4 of the bills into effect almost immediately.
In the last 3 years, the Philadelphia Police Department has recovered more than 5,000 guns each year. And still, the violence continues at a level that any rational person, any person with a heart, anyone living in a community that cares about people would have to say, enough is enough.
City Council members say they fully expect the bills to face legal challenges from the state and anti-gun control activists. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
Reports on import and export prices for March are due from the Labor Department this morning, and the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Report is due out today as well. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News in Washington.